Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Martha Steele and I have two guests in the studio with me today. Dr. Shahriyar Ali, he is a cardiologist and Alliance Health Medical Group Cardiovascular Care Midwest. Is that correct?
Correct.
And also Jody Osborne, Corporate Market Director of HeartWalk for the American Heart Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are. We're going to discuss what makes us tick, basically, right? Because we're talking about the heart. And we're talking about walking, a combination of things that are going to help us feel healthier and keep our hearts going properly. Dr. Ali, first we're going to ask a couple of quick questions about why walking matters when it comes to our heart.
Well, we tell our patients regularly that walking for 30 to 40 minutes most days a week is the single best thing that they can do for their health that will make them live longer and live healthier. Walking has multiple good effects on your health. It helps to reduce your blood pressure. It helps to improve your blood glucose. It lowers your blood cholesterol. And it helps to you to lose weight. And all of these in combination can have a profound effect on your health. It helps you live longer, live healthier, and we hope that all of our patients follow our recommendations.
The awesome thing about this particular activity is that it's something even sedentary people like myself can participate in without feeling, you know, completely overwhelmed. I love to walk because it creates time that I can take to speak with my friends, because we often walk together. And also, it doesn't really feel that much like exercise, which is nice.
Absolutely. Everything counts. So if you park your car a little away, if you go out for shopping and walk, that helps. If you try to take stairs instead of taking elevators, that helps. So every little activity that you do actually adds to your health. And that's why it's very important to do whatever you can do at any place.
We also have an event to talk about, which is a reason that Jody is here as well, for the American Heart Association. What is the event that's coming up? We have two events.
So Wednesday, April 6th is actually National Walking Day, which is sponsored by Alliance Health this year. And it's really just kicking off a month-long focus on physical activity and having a healthier lifestyle. So we've got information and resources that you can get as an individual or for your workplace, if you're at a school, if you want information for your community. There's a website you can go to. It's heart.org/National Walking Day if you want information about how to get people healthier that month and kick that off. And then also 3 days after National Walking Day, Saturday, April 9th, we have our Central Oklahoma Heart Walk.
Yay!
So yay! That'll be, so it's 2 weeks from Saturday. In downtown OKC, we get about 10,000 people converging on downtown every year for the Heart Walk.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people.
It definitely is. It's a big, fun community event. We have CEOs walking with their employees and their families. People bring their kids. They bring their dogs. We have a kids' obstacle course this year. That's something new. So it's a great, fun community event, a great way to get people up and get them active, and it's also a great fundraiser for the American Heart Association.
And when you talk about the American Heart Association, there's a reason that this exists. Frankly, Dr. Ali, that is the biggest killer, isn't it?
Absolutely. Heart disease is the number one killer among all the population in our country, and that includes both men and women. A lot of women think that it's breast cancer, but actually it's not. It's the heart disease which kills most people in our country. So one of the simplest things that we can do, and there's data to suggest that it really helps, is just do a regular exercise program. And walking is one aspect of it. We tell our patients that they should do at least moderate intensity exercise at least for 30 to 40 minutes most days a week. And that can be walking, it can be biking, that can be ballroom dancing, that can be general gardening, it can be water aerobics. But we emphasize the most on walking because it is actually the easiest thing to do. You can just wear your sneakers, get out of your home, start walking, and you feel good, and it's very easy to do.
And it can be a group activity, which is what I enjoy the most because I'm a bit of a social exerciser. I prefer to get out with friends, maybe take my dog along, and head out for a walk in the afternoon. Plus, I do tend to park a little bit further away from the door, and I don't take the stairs as often as I should, but that's a good suggestion.
Absolutely. And as I said, every little bit matters. So if you do a lot of gardening one day and you are tired, well, that's fine. That counts as part of, as a day in which you exercise. On other days, if you go out on a bike, that's good enough. But again, walking is the easiest thing to do and has been shown that a lot of people are able to follow walking guidelines much easier than, let's suppose, running or jogging or biking or going to the gym.
Right, because it is something we do anyway. It's just extending that a little bit further past our normal comfort zone that's going to help us get in shape and keep our hearts healthy. The American Heart Association has National Walking Day next Wednesday, April 6th, to kick off a whole month of a focus on physical activity and a more active lifestyle. But the big event, of course, with 10,000 people
yes.
or more,
mm-hmm.
is happening
Saturday, April 9th. It kicks off at the Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. It's our annual Heart Walk. And if you want to sign up, you can sign up and raise funds for the Heart Walk. You would just go to okcheartwalk.org. Anyone can show up that morning and walk for free. But we would love it if you get on the website and start a team and try to raise some funds for the Heart Association.
Because with as many people that suffer from this affliction in the U.S., the funds are going to go to a very good cause when you're talking about the possibility of somebody very close to you being affected by it.
Definitely. And it does affect everyone. And all the money that we raise in Oklahoma stays in Oklahoma. So it's helping us and our friends and our family and our coworkers.
Keep that heart healthy. All right. Once again, we want to encourage people to get out and do more walking. Dr. Ali, thank you so much for your awesome advice on this issue.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to see everybody at the walk.
And Jody, thank you for giving us more information about the American Heart Association's Central Oklahoma Heart Walk, which is happening on the 9th, and we'll look forward to getting out and getting a little exercise and raising some money for the American Heart Association.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on Sunday Morning Magazine.